Welcome back. This is Red Barn Radio, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style.
The song's called Red House. Grandfather looked at me. He said, "Son, what are you gonna be?" I couldn't look him in the eye. I bowed my head and told a lie. I wonder if he saw me. Time, why you changing everything? I'm looking for the light, but it never stays the same. Oh, son of mine, aren't you looking
had a chance to spend some time living down there, and that sort of inspired your Texas trilogy there, the three tunes you did there. Talk about your time there and also other places where you've traveled that have sort of impacted you as an artist.
I feel like Americana, you know, as a Americana, in my life, is almost like a way of just like looking at culture and turning it into art or something, or maybe just looking at history and turn it into art or something. Locations are so important to that. You know, they all have their cuisine, they have their music history, they have their landscapes, and they just bring out different stuff. Going from the foothills in North Carolina to Texas, these flatlands, desert, scorpions on the ground, Mexican eagles in the trees, prickly pears. So I was dating a girl that was going to school there, and that was kind of how I ended up going down there to spend time. And we went hiking on this trail, and we saw some prickly pears, and I thought, how exciting, I'll just grab one and play with it. And had no idea it was going to fill my hand up with all these like invisible needles, you know. So I had to spend the night figuring out how to get those out. Locations, they just put something in you. And when my buddy Caleb was living in New Orleans, I remember going down there for, actually on the way to Texas, I stopped into New Orleans to see him.
Caleb Cottle?
Caleb Cottle, yeah. And he took us around the town that night, and we saw like a jazz band marching through the town, and it felt exactly as romantic as you hope New Orleans might feel, you know, just foggy, ghostly streets and spicy food and this jazz band, this giant monster band marching around.
Right.
And I don't know, there's just something about that that, for a songwriter, I like to try to look at those portraits of a place and capture those in some way, capture those in really small details in terms of chord progressions, in terms of the words I use, and just like a way of capturing whatever, some kind of picture of New Orleans, some kind of picture of Texas, some kind of picture of Maine, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I want to go back to Maine in a cabin, keeping dry in the summer rain. I want to meet you in the pine, just a couple stone throws south of the nation line. I've been looking for the way I used to go. It's not coming back to me. I want to go way down south and taste the Texas desert on my mouth. The sun, like a couple bad banditos on the run. I've been looking for the way I used to go. It's not coming back to me. And I've been looking for the road I used to know, and it's not where it ought to be. To the coast where the sky gets black and the water gets your ghost. I want to throw it in the sea and see if the moonlight brings it back to me. Well, I've been looking for the way I used to go. It's not coming back to me. And I've been looking for I used to know, and it's not where it ought to be. 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 Find a way back home. I'm tired of running and being all alone. I wanna be free again, like a dandy flower just blowing in the wind. Well, I've been looking for the way I used to go. It's not coming back to me. And I've been looking for a road I used to know. It's not where it ought to be. 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 Where it used to be. Where it ought to be.
Quest continues, right? You know, your newest album, Devil,
yeah.
What's that album explore, aside from the obvious?
Yeah, life lessons kind of puts two identities on the table. I think Devil is about almost like a total absence of identity. I think it's like nothingness. It's almost more like nihilism or something. But it's different than that. It's more like nihilism was the starting point. Feeling like I had nothing, feeling like I was just out and I didn't know where I was anymore. That was like the starting point. But the Devil album is actually a little misleading in its title. There's some really optimistic stuff in it. There's some encouraging messages in there. I released three songs as an EP on streaming platforms. I released the full LP on my website, and I kind of contained some of that material just for people who really were going to devote the $5 to hear the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's more private, I feel like, than most of my music. And it wasn't something I wanted to share with the whole world. So I put out three songs that I was willing to share with the whole world. They're a little darker, a little edgier, a little rougher. But the Devil thing was more like finding positivity despite the temptations there might be to relate to the dark side of life.
Is the Devil EP a solo acoustic?
It's all me, but I recorded all the stuff. It sounds like full band, you know. I played some percussion and some bass and stuff, but it's all just me.
Yeah, so drums, bass, guitar, are those your instruments? Do you play other instruments as well?
I play, I guess, what we would all probably refer to as dobro. I play a Hawaiian version of dobro called a Weisenborn, if you're familiar with that.
Like Ben Harper.
Yes, like Ben Harper, like Xavier Rudd, a hollow, kind of a hollow dobro. I play that. I play mandolin. I'm toying with the idea of taking some fiddle lessons. I don't know about that because I'm good with this, with frets. I don't know if I can mess with something with a bow, but I might try it.
Yeah.
And banjo.
Oh, open back or Scruggs?
Open back, preferably. Yeah.
Nice, all the time.
Yeah.
I've been up and down this highway. Every city looks the same. Everybody knows my story. Nobody knows my name. I've been west to California. I've seen the hills in Tennessee, but that northern Carolina is the place God meant for me, is the place God meant for me. In nowhere to die. Will you bury me in Carolina when I tell this world goodbye? When I tell this world goodbye. Lost my money in the city to a man who had a knife. Yeah, he made off with my money, but he didn't take my life. Met a man from old Virginia with a smile on his mouth. He sang songs of old John Henry, wished he'd never left the South. Wished he'd never left the South. Any place is good for living, but the road's nowhere to die. Will you bury me in Carolina when I tell this world goodbye? When I tell this world goodbye. Met a girl in New York City. She played piano pretty good. And I promised we'd get married, but I knew we never would. 'Cause I've been west to California, seen the hills in Tennessee, but that Northern Carolina is the place God meant for me. Is the place God meant for me. Any place is good for living, but the road's nowhere to die. Will you bury me in Carolina when I tell this world goodbye? When I tell this world goodbye. When I tell this world goodbye.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. More at WookoutAmerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Kathy Stamps.
There are so many people to thank for our program. First, Tyler Nail, our guest this evening. We are ever grateful for our volunteers and staff who make our production happen so beautifully each week. We want to thank all of you for listening to our webcast, watching us on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch, and those listening to us on the network of Red Barn stations and media worldwide. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Before we close out tonight's program, let's bring back Tyler Nail.
I've been thinking about dying. Don't want to, but I will someday. Will there really be a heaven? Or is there only hell to pay? I woke up early woke up early in the morning, demons clinging to my hands. I shook them off me, I said I'm sorry, but I don't need you, and off they ring. I woke up early in the morning, something pretty on my mind. I think I'm ready for the daylight. I think I'm ready to be alive. Yeah, 'cause I've been dying. I don't want to, but I will someday. There may really be a heaven, there may only be hell to pay. Yeah, but I've been thinking about living. I'm no devil, I'm no angel, I'm no monster, and I'm no lamb. No, I'm no devil, I'm no angel, I'm no monster, and I'm no lamb. I swear I'm best I can. I'm no monster, and I'm no lamb. I'm no martyr, I'm just a man.
Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style. The best music from the roots of the South, and sharing this music with the world.